Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Oh, hi.
Michael Bazzelli, Berg Vivant contributor.
Yes.
You have seen Les Mis.
Les Miserables. Yes.
Pittsburgh Musical Theater.
Yes.
Did you hear the people sing?
I did hear the people sing.
Did you hear the people sing Les Miserables at PMT? Thank you for coming on Berg Vivant and taking some time to talk to me. That was all improv.
Wow, that was on the fly.
Oh my God, I could have had a career. I could have been a contender. All right.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Les Mis. Hit or Miz.
Oh my.
It's going to be one of them.
First of all, I know. You know what? A hit. A palpable hit.
Really?
Yes. I think for what they did down in PMT, I think it's a great production.
Well, you know, I wanted you to be the one to see this because Lonnie the theater lady hates this show.
No, I know. And you know what? I see why. Because here's the thing. You have to really be into Schadenfreude. It is the misery.
What is that, a cheese?
Yeah, Schadenfreude. Yes, I like it on crackers. No, it's Schadenfreude, German word for taking delight in the misery of others. And Les Mis sort of does take delight in the misery of others. There's a lot of crappy crap.
The title implies that.
Yes, a lot of miserable crap is going on. But, you know, ultimately it has a great message. Some bad things happened to some people. And I gotta tell you.
You've just brilliantly described the entire French Revolution. You should lecture on that.
Bad things happen to good people. Yes. That's the revolution in a nutshell.
Well, yeah.
And I'm the nut.
Pistachio nutshell.
Yeah, I'm the nut that's gonna tell you about it. But, Les Mis. First of all, I can't pronounce any of the names in this show. So it's Jean Valjean, right? He's, okay, played by Peter Matthew Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Does a great job. Really, it's a really good performance. He excels as Jean Valjean. But I really liked him. He was credible. I sympathize with him. I got a little bit of an issue, though. He says he only steals a loaf of bread so he can feed his nephew or something. We never see that nephew or the family. Whatever happened to those people? What happens to those people? Goes to...
They're inconsequent. They're not written in. Don't blame these guys for that.
Well, I'm not going to blame PMT for
There's about 106 people in this cast. Do we need any more?
Oh, yeah. It's a Cecil B. DeMille production.
Yeah, yeah. Les Mis is a big show.
There's a lot of people. And a lot of people are double cast but in other bits, but it's still... It's 100 people up on that stage. It's a lot of people. And a lot of really good, talented people. I have to talk about Brady Patsy, who played Jean Valjean's nemesis, Javier.
Yes.
Javier.
Les Mis has a character named Javier.
See.
Bueno.
No,
I believe
Javert?
It's...
Javert. It's Javert. Stop talking.
Yes. I do believe it's pronounced Javert.
Javert, okay.
Bazelli, you saw the show. They must have said it a dozen times.
Well, they do, but, you know, I have this thing where I look at the word, and then I think of the word that I just looked at, not the word okay. I heard.
Well, you clearly have issues, but...
yes. Well, Brady Patsy. I can say Brady Patsy, and he does a really good job. He's scary, though. He's a scary villain.
Yeah,
we'll call him the villain.
Yeah.
Because, he has a redeeming... is it a spoiler?
Yeah, don't tell how that happened.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
I mean, has everybody seen the movie, right?
I don't think so. I haven't seen the movie.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, I know the story.
I actually really like Les Mis, the version, Geoffrey Rush does a non-singing version, like the actual Victor Hugo novelized version.
Yeah.
It's really good. But no, this is good. Brady Patsy's good. I have to talk about the comic relief, though. They were funny. Well, because they were the comic relief, but they were really good in their roles. And it's Tim Hartman and Victoria English. Stealing the show. So, of course, Tim steals the show every time. Victoria English, I have to say, really keeps up with him. They play Monsieur and Madame Thénardier, I think.
I think it's...
Master of the House.
Well, yes. I get it.
How's that? Please, the Master of the House.
I think it's Thénardier.
I'm really mad at my high school French teacher right now. So, because I don't remember how to say any of these things.
Master
and
of the
I'm
house.
Blaming yes. her. Yes, the master and the mistress of the house. Yeah. Victoria English as the mistress and Tim Hartman as the master. And they are masterful roles.
Oh, okay. And that number.
It's a great everybody number.
That's like, I think that should be performed in more, beer halls. That's something you want to be, swinging. In fact, I would love, if I was in a tavern... And that song erupted. I wanted to see that played out for real. I think
that would be excellent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's see if we can pick
a pocket or two.
Now that is a flash mob type thing that I would enjoy.
That would be a good flash mob.
I hate flash mobs. Oh, I think but that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Like if I was at a mall, and somebody.
What would you be doing in a mall, sweetie? Well,
I said if.
I was gonna say.
But no, if everybody, you see the flash mob videos on YouTube. If I was at a mall and one started, somebody was starts, and then more people joined, I'd be like, I'm out of here. That's it. I don't even care what's gonna happen. I don't want to see it. Just, it's like garbage to my soul.
Sweetie, the mall.
They're contrived. They're thing, yeah. So never get me involved in a flash mob. If one starts, I'm just gonna be like, let's go get some Chinese food. Come on.
Don't eat Chinese food at the mall.
Well, I said, let's go. We'd be leaving.
Good.
More about the show.
Yes,
I'm intrigued here.
Tell
me about it.
So I have to look down at my program. Okay. Who else did I want to talk about? Pretty Nasty. Marius. The guy that's Marius. David Toole.
Yes.
David Toole. Great role for him. It's great. It's funny because I just saw David Toole as the donkey in Shrek, and now he is now the male romantic lead, and it's such a...
There's a joke in there, sorry,
the
but I'm...
the romantic lead to an ass,
right.
And vice versa. Yeah, well. Michael Toole does a... Wait, David. David Toole. David Toole does an excellent job as Marius. It's a really great... But I have to mention another Victoria that's in the show, Victoria Buckton. Buckton, that's her real name. She plays... Eponine?
Yes, very good.
Eponine.
Maybelline, you almost said yes, but Eponine.
Eponine. You know, I really love that role, though, so I'm a little bit partial.
Is that who you would play in this?
I would love to be. You know, unrequited love. Yeah, we've all been there. You know, she's in love with a guy she can't have.
One of those stupid quizzes on Facebook. Which Les Mis character are you?
I'd be Eponine.
I'm Eponine.
Yeah, no, she's... It's the unrequited love. You really feel for her. That's a weird thing. I can see maybe this is a thing that Lonnie doesn't like about the show. The point of view is all over the place in this show. You know, you're with Jean Valjean, and then all of a sudden you're with Cosette for a little bit, and then you're with the Thénardiers or whatever, and then all of a sudden you're feeling for Eponine and you're feeling for Mari. It gets confusing. It's like, who am I supposed to be watching? And there's a lot of people, but you know, it's, they did a really great job. And the Victoria Buckton, I hope I'm saying her name right, and that's her real name, not her. Yeah, playing Eponine, fantastic job. Yeah, one of my favorite part. But like I said, I'm partial to her role. She, you know, the downtrodden girl that dies in the arms of the man she always loved, and the only way she finally ever gets to be held by him is as she dies, and that's a spoiler.
I'm getting a little misty over here, though. You know,
little misty. I'm not gonna willing to be shot for somebody, but you know,
you've had worse relationships.
I'll do a shot for somebody, but I'm not gonna be shot for one.
You know, I can't hear this show and not hear Colm Wilkinson's distinctive voice.
Oh, you're going way back.
I am
way
because I mean that was the like recording that I had.
Oh right,
go Jack. It's like, it's, he's a brilliant performer, but that voice, it's almost like if somebody said, you know, can you do a cartoonish Sean Connery?
Oh. Oh, I see that.
No. Empty chows and empty jowls. Raw.
There's a little James Mason in there, too, when you
do. Oh, yeah, you James Mason. And he would be interesting in this show. I think Master of the House. Keeper of the Zoo.
And, oh my. Oh gosh. Wait a minute. Okay. I have my friend James. I have a friend named James Mason. Well, it's his grandfather.
It's not me. It's James Mason. No. It's another James Mason. But all right. Les Mis. This production in particular, I mean, this show gets done a lot.
It does get
done a lot. What do you really feel that Pittsburgh Musical Theater has brought to this?
Oh, I think it's a really good take on it. I have to say, one of the things I really love about the show is that they tell a fictionalized story of a true event, and you get a little bit of history in it. They kind of like subtly weave some history in there. So I think it's a great show to take the kids because, as like, get them, if you're involved in a theater, if you're watching this live performance, you get involved in the characters of the people, you might garner an interest in history and like how things are happening in the world. And I think it's a great thing to take the whole family. Now remember, there's a scene with a couple of prostitutes, but nothing too.
Oh yes, by the way, no, I love this.
Our friend Billy Mason.
Pimp. Billy Mason.
How many times have I said that line?
Oh, stop it.
No, Billy, we love him. Billy's great in the show.
Billy's phenomenal. You know, and I hope that this is now at the top of his resume.
Pimp.
Yeah, that's hysterical. Oh, there's another one. J. Alex Noble is another pimp.
There's a lot of pimps.
They're listed separately. It's not like there's a pimp column and they're both
right.
Under there.
Understudy pimp.
Right. No. Pimp. And then further down, we have
pimp,
another.
Pimp, prostitute. Look at some of the character names.
God, France is happening.
Yeah, France is happening.
That's where I've got it. Francis Cruz.
Yeah, there's I wouldn't, you know what though? Those people looked untouchable. Oh my.
No, you know, I've seen the photos from this and the show looks beautiful.
Oh, it does.
And everybody in it looks beautiful. And
it's a little weird.
It's a pretty, you know,
and there's a couple people in the background smiling, and I'm like, it's the French Revolution. No, you might not want to smile that much.
That's what's always kind of amused me about this show whenever I see it. It's that, you know, some parts of it are very gleaming. I'm like, this was, you know, one of the most, like,
depressing,
downtrodden, you know. But it appears they've really got a solid.
Let's piss on the poor. No, and laugh as we do it.
But it really seems like they've got a solid production.
Oh, no, they have a very solid production.
And very entertaining.
Really very, very fun cast. I would say my top three reasons, because you usually ask me. Are you going to ask me? Go ahead.
All right, top three reasons to see Les Mis.
Why, it's funny that you asked me that. production values, star turns for our leads, Mr. Smith and Mr. Patsy. Excellent jobs from both of them, and a stunning portrayal from David Toole. So production, theater craft, and this fool your children into thinking that they're seeing history.
Oh.
No, actually, no, there were a lot of kids there, and I think it's great. I think it's a great thing to take your family and introduce them, because to get them involved and into something, you know, outside of things that are going on now, mm-hmm. you know, like give them a little bit of perspective. So, production values, star turns, and history.
All come together in Pittsburgh Musical Theater's Les Miserables.
I knew you'd find a cheer. I knew you'd find a way to say it.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.